Simon Shinayim Beis Sif Beis. The Machaber discusses a karfif that's more than Beis Asayim, that was not Hukaf Ladirim. That we've said in the past, you cannot carry it. So basically, it has a loch of a karmelist. That you cannot carry it more than 4 amas, nor can you carry it to a shiachid, or from shiachid to it, nor can you carry it from it to a shiram, or shiram to it. And this karfif is next to another karfif. So can you carry from one karfif to the other? So the Machaber says you could carry from one karfif to the other, but not more than 4 amas total. You could do 2 and 2. Or it would seem to be the same thing, 3 and 1, 1 and 3. Mishpura explains, since these two karfifas both have the same status, they're both more than Beis Asayim, and now Hukal Vadira, it's karmelist next to karmelist. And from karmelist to karmelist, you could carry from one to the other, just you have that max of 4 amas, because you can never carry in the karmelist more than 4 amas. Mishpura says that if one of these two karfifas is more than Beis Asayim, it's now Hukal Vadira. And the other one is either less than Beis Asayim, or Beis Asayim exactly, or it's more than Beis Asayim, it's Hukal Vadira, then you cannot carry from one to the other at all, because one's a karmelist, one still retains the status of a shiachid. If a karmelist or shiachid or shiachid the karmelist, not allowed to carry at all. Mishnah also points out that the Machaber is talking about kelim shavus b'soichem, a start of Shabbos, one of these karfifas. But if the keli started in a bias and was brought to the karfif on Shabbos, let's say through a goy, kelim shavus a bias that made out the karfif, you cannot carry it to a karfif. Some you cannot carry it to a chotzer cheres on Shabbos without an erev, which is not possible, obviously, in the karfif case. Sif Gimel, the Machaber discusses two chatzeres, the one we ma'arif together, each of the only chatzeres, the one ma'arif together to carry kelim sheshavsu and one of the bottom of the chatzeres, not only to that chatzer, but also to the other chatzer. This is very common. You have two erevin that are adjacent to each other, like we call an erev nowadays, a string of whole erev, which is really an erev chatzeres, so to speak, for the bottom in that neighborhood. And two are next to each other. They might even share a string. That's the left side of one and right of the other, or something like that. They want to carry it from the houses in one Erev, not only to that Erev, but also carry it into what we call the next Erev, and to the house of the next Erev. So Machaber says, no need to make a third Erev. Each one has their own Erev. Rather, what you can do is that you have the Erev, the one Chatzar made, one of the Chatzar could take it and put in one of the houses in the other Chatzar, and the two Erev have to be next to each other, Allah is, you have the two Erev next to each other in one house, and that now they jointly have an Erev together. Or, Machaber goes a step further, you can have somebody from one chotzer take a box of matzahs from his own house and bring it, so to speak, on behalf of everyone from his chotzer to a bias in the other chotzer and put it next to the Erev Chatzirv over there. The Ramah explains, we're talking about this person's bringing his own pas, we're talking about that he's doing it after he already made Erev Chatzirv with his own b'nei chotzer. Or it's a case where for some reason halakha don't have to have Erev Chatzirv with his own b'nei chotzer, like learning submission ayins of dal and hey. Back upon him, at that point that they're already all together, he can now represent the rest of his people from his chotzer and bring a box of matzahs to a bias in the other chotzer and put it next to their erev chotzeres to there, and they could all be considered one big group now altogether. The Mishnah Berurah explains that which their most size has to be that they already made erev chotzeres together, people in his chotzer. Now he can take his own pass on their behalf and bring it to a bias in the other chotzer and put it next to the other chotzer's erev chotzeres to put everyone together into one. There is a way around this. Let's say he does that, he brings the matzah of his own house and puts it together with the erev chotzeres from the other chotzer. And only afterwards, his own chotzer makes Erev Chatzeres with everyone, including him. He can now have in mind that right now, that which I want in my past to represent my B'nai Chotzer and join us all together, the B'nai other Chotzer, he can have in mind that I'm doing it now, even though I physically brought the bread over before, but now is my want to, so to speak, take effect. Since Erev Chatzeres anyway only Chal B'nai Shmashas, so it's not really irrelevant when he physically brought it, as long as the time that he tries to like put it into effect is after he already has Erev Chatzeres with all his B'nai Chotzer. Now he's a fair representative of them, and now he has his matzahs together with the box of matzahs from the B'nai HaChatzar Asheni, and now the two chatzeres could serve like one, they could all carry together. I do want to point out, even though it's not spoken out clearly here in Mishnah Berurah, that let's say the strings and poles of that second chatzar fall down over Shabbos. So the original chatzar have their strings and poles, but this one doesn't. Well now, not only can they not carry in the new area, the new chatzar, but in his own chatzar, they cannot carry a bias to chatzar anymore because they have no Erev Chatzeres. Since they brought over their Erev Chatzeres to the second chotzer, and now it's not accessible because the strings and poles of the second chotzer fell down. So now they lose the only Erev Chatzeres. That's why it's better sometimes not to bring the only Erev Chatzeres over to the second Erev Chatzeres, to the second chotzer. Rather, either make a third Erev Chatzeres, or the Machaber's Eitzah of one person bring his own pass over to the other chotzer to represent everybody. But to bring the actual Erev Chatzeres from the first chotzer to the second one is risky, because if something goes wrong with that second chotzer over Shabbos, so then the first place lost the Erev Chatzeres entirely.